Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. Our topic for today's show will be how to imagine a life you love. I'll also be playing a song titled Imagine by my husband Dudley Donator and me during the show. The song is about enjoying the time we have on this beautiful planet we call Earth. When we say yes to our heart's true calling, we're able to truly enjoy how we spend our gift of time. My guest for today's show is my husband, Dudley Donator. Dudley is a talented graphic designer, photographer, musician, singer, and songwriter. Dudley uses his imagination in his work as a designer for writing songs, and he's also writing a book. To find out more about Dudley, visit his website at www.denadorphotography.com. That's www.denadorphotography.com. Hello, Dudley. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Well, the first thing I want to say is I want to say thank you so much for all you have done to help make my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, look so beautiful and to get across the message as clearly as possible inside as well.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a fun project to watch and see from the inception on and to see how it's been tightened and rewritten. And the tenets remain fairly the same, but it's the little details, I think, that really help to elucidate the thoughts that you've got going and to get those into other people's mind's eyes so they can understand truly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The two questions that I was constantly thinking about while you were working on the cover art and I was working on the edits for the inside were, how does it get any better than this? And what else is possible here? And that's how those questions were part of why we went to a totally different look for the cover. And in fact, it was last year we were on a photo shoot for you in San Francisco when I started looking at the coffee tables in this apartment building that we were photographing, these very elegant and beautiful apartments overlooking San Francisco. And I thought, the way the cover used to look with the colorful people just did not seem like something I could imagine, speaking of imagining, on their coffee tables. And I started wondering what I could imagine on the cover, and I started remembering that my book is really about loving your life and enjoying your time on this beautiful planet called Earth. It's about enjoying the journey and celebrating your success. And so the photograph that we used on the cover, the photo that I took of a sunset while we were over on Maui, really, to me, sums up what the book's about much more than the art that was on it before. And I love what you did with the type on the cover and how it wraps around.
Well, thank you. It's truly a collaborative effort. I feel like I was just kind of dotting the I's and crossing the T's, making sure it fit. The concept, the photograph, and what you put into it is really your imagination and not mine. I was merely the mechanic on that particular job.
Well, that's one of the things that I love about when I work with you on other design projects that you've done over the years for the clients also, is that you're the kind of designer that will listen to the ideas of the person that you're doing the design for and work with them in collaboration with them instead of just saying, I'm the designer, it has to be this way. And I really appreciate that now even more than ever, as I've worked with you on my book.
Well, it's fun to do. I'm just in this point right now starting a new cover for a client of mine, PKF Consulting, who publishes Trends in the Hotel Industry. And every year about this time of year, I get a conference call from the principals at PKF in Atlanta, and we sit around and toss ideas together. And then they throw it into my corner, and I'm prescribed to come up with this year's identity for the book, at least visually. And that's what I'm in the process of doing now. So it's a timely thing to be able to bring this call into the right here and now and discuss these aspects of your imagination and how you get there, what you want to think about, how you think, and how this really matriculates into your life, how it builds what you have in your life. Most people think, oh, you're trying to just tell me to start and do everything completely differently, and that's not the case at all. You're talking about fine-tuning. You're talking about what you said here, and that is, it's not an aspect of having everything perfect. It's an aspect of taking everything you can and making it just a little better. As you do, those little things have a tendency to overcome the big things and actually become more important.
It's so true. It's not about overhauling your whole life. The book's about making small changes that can make a big difference in how you feel on a daily basis. And it's about deciding on some small changes that you can make so that you can just get started. And that's why
right.
Chapter one, the chapter I'd like to focus on today, because it's about imagining a life you love, is actually titled Imagine a Life You Love. And it starts out with a quote that I really love by Wayne Dyer that says, "Contemplate yourself as being surrounded by the conditions you want to produce." I'm going to say that again. Contemplate yourself as being surrounded by the conditions you want to produce. And it's really important that people remember that it's the conditions you want to produce, not the conditions that everybody else says you should produce or that you've heard that other people are producing. It's contemplate yourself as being surrounded by the conditions you want to produce. And part of what it takes is to figure out and get really clear on what that means to you. And in chapter one on page 15, there's five questions that I ask that I'd like to mention here because it'll give people a chance to think about how they would answer them. One, what do you really want to do with your time? Two, what makes you feel most alive when you're doing it? Three, what do you enjoy doing? Four, what do you like most about your life? And five, what would you like to change about your life? And Dudley, I'd like you to answer question two especially. What makes you feel most alive when you're doing it?
Oh, there's quite a few things. The two that come to mind most readily are design and music. Those are the things where time goes away. I was just sitting down last night, and it was kind of late, and I wanted to read a book. I thought, no, I don't really feel like this. And I was deciding between a couple books. So I picked up my laptop, and I started rewriting my own book. And before I knew it, a couple hours had gone by. I mean, it felt like 15 minutes. And when I go into a project or, you know, a time of my life when I'm concentrating on one thing like that, to have the time evaporate is a real sign to me that this is where I want to be. This is where I should be. This is what feels good to me and how I enjoy myself. All those things wrapped into one thing.
That is so true, and it comes from doing something that you feel inspired to do, not something that you feel motivated to do. And to me, the biggest difference in the two words is that inspiration is from the words in spirit. That means that you're feeling inspired to do the thing, which is what you felt last night. You felt inspired to work on writing your book, and sometimes you feel inspired to write a song, and sometimes we feel inspired to read a book. I mean, that is part of life also. And the movie that we watched last night, I was thinking about that. It was called Liberal Arts, I believe, wasn't it, Dudley? Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Wasn't a great movie, but there were a lot of messages in it that I thought were really wonderful. And one of them was that really adorable 19-year-old college girl saying that life really is all improv. She liked to do improv, and she was trying to explain why she loved it so much to her parents and also to the main character in the movie. And if you think about it, really, life is about us going day to day, responding or reacting to what's happening. And by imagining first how you would love to live your life, it gives you a chance to decide what's most important to you. And that's one of the things that happens in chapter one is I go over a list of words that people can choose what their core values are. What feels right to them? Anywhere from 4 to 7 words is what I suggest. Originally, when I had first done a quiz similar to that, I had had a choice of 4 words being what it was. But for me, it felt like it was more right to have 7. And I've also noticed in my coaching with my clients that 7 words seems to be a really good number of words for core values. But those core values, and mine that I write about in Chapter 1, are love, beauty, prosperity, joy, freedom, fun, and sun. They help remind me, just by seeing them, what's most important to me and how I want to live my life, that I want to focus on love and being loving and enjoying the love that's around me, that I want to savor the beauty that I see that nature creates and that people create. And that beauty can also be beauty that you hear, not just beauty that you see. And prosperity is important because of the fact that you can't have freedom and you can't do all the other things if you don't have prosperity. So I think it's really important that people feel good about being prosperous and realize that when you're prosperous, you can also be more generous with yourself, but also with other people in your life that you love and people all over the world. And joy is just part of the word enjoy. It's about enjoying your life. And only you can decide how that will be, what will give you joy. Freedom is freedom to choose how we're going to spend our time, freedom to decide what matters most to us, freedom to set goals and to move toward our heart's desires and our dreams. And fun. Life needs to be fun, in my opinion. And some people may disagree with that, but to me, it's really important. And the last one, sun, reminds me that I want to sound like sunshine, that I'm solar powered, that I like being out in the sunshine. I like being able to see the warm golden sunshine. So those things are part of what remind me of what I want to imagine. And next, I'd like to talk a little bit about the song Imagine that I want to play in just a couple of minutes. And the song's lyrics were written by me. The music was written by you, Dudley. And our treasured friend Robert Berry recorded the songs and added his musical talents to the song at his recording studio in Campbell, California, Soundtech Studios. And the song is like a musical mantra. Title is Imagine. And while I'm playing the song, I'd like you to close your eyes, unless you're driving. Sing along, either to yourself or out loud if you're able to, and to begin to imagine your life as you'd really love to live it. Imagine what you'd love to see, hear, feel, who you'd spend time with, where you'd go, how you'd love to grow. So, Dudley, next I'm going to play the song, and then after the song I'd like to talk to you a little bit about it, okay?
Sounds good.
Amen. imagine it as you want it to be. Imagine what you want to see. Imagine what you will hear. Imagine who will be near. What we talk about can become our reality. Our reminder to communicate effectively. Imagine what you will feel. Imagine what you want to be real. Imagine all the fun you can have. Imagine how good it feels to laugh. Move beyond all the help that comes from above. Imagine where you will go. Imagine how you will grow. What we talk about can become our reality. Our reminder to communicate. Always feeling free. Imagine being all you can be. Imagine what you're here to give. Imagine a life you love to live.
Was Imagine, our song that is based on something that I wrote, the lyrics that I wrote, and the music that you created, Dudley, and then also the additional instrumentation and production of and musical talents of Robert Berry. The music in that song always just makes me just feel so incredibly good, and the words in it constantly remind me that we need to imagine it how we want it to be. We have to imagine what we want to see, what we want to hear, who we want to have near us, how we want to feel, and what we want to be real. And I just, you know, thank you so much, Dudley, for writing the music for this song. I remember you surprised me, and you had written the music for the song way back in March 2010. And the day that you wrote it, I was with one of my most treasured friends of all time, Lorraine. And I came back from visiting her on her birthday, and you surprised me with the music for that song that day as a gift. And you had asked me to write the bridge, and the bridge in it says, "Move beyond your history into the mystery. Flow with the stream. Enjoy the journey of your dreams." And that's to me so much what's important about this is that you have to be willing to let go of your personal history in order to live from your imagination and to step into that mystery, to flow with the stream instead of trying to paddle upstream, and to enjoy the journey of your dreams, not just getting there. It's enjoying the time that you spend on the way there.
It was interesting because you had had those lyrics. Margot had written the lyrics as a poem and had put it into an email that she had mailed out to all her constituents, and she had received a lot of favorable comments on the poem. And I read it, and I thought, wow, this is really neat. You know, sounds like a song. So I asked her to print out the words, and I took a look at them. I just kept them on the table near me, and I'd take a look at them, and I'd go away and do something else and so on and so forth. And after she had left that one day, I sat down, and I was on our little inside-outside deck, and I just started playing along with the words that I was hearing in my mind. And the first thing I did was to go for the cadence of the words. In other words, how they progressed line by line. And then I just had the changes that came to me. The musical changes had to reflect how those words sounded. These were the chords and the notes for the melody line and so on that made the most sense to me. The funny thing about it was that it didn't take long at all. It was one of those things where I was just open to the greater universe, and it came through me. I don't really think that it was me that did it. I think it came from beyond me. But it was one of those neat things where you just started playing, and all of a sudden everything just fell into place. I didn't do a lot of rewriting of the music. So the bridge was one of the most exciting things for me, and it did take me a few minutes to kind of get down into where that wanted to go and how it wanted to sound. But it was a wonderful experience for me, and I'm so glad that you got a chance to get down into the studio and actually do the voiceover and record your own voice with Robert that one day. I remember your being in extreme trepidation about standing in front of the microphone in the booth and, you know, getting over your nerves, but you did it, and it sounds great. And this is also not corrected. These vocals are not corrected by Robert. These are the regular vocals that came out. He offered to have us to have him, you know, massage it a little bit, but we said, no, we kind of like it the way it is. So that's
the
song.
I kind of like it because it's just how it worked out that day, and it was my, like you said, my very, very first time being in the recording booth singing. And I'm getting so excited just thinking about it.
Yeah, you have to go down and do it again.
Yeah, definitely. We only have 7 minutes left. The time is just flying by, and it just, when I think about how much fun we have in our life, I just want other people to be able to have fun in their lives too, and to be able to live their life in a way that they've imagined it, not in a way that matters to you or to me or to their families or to their husband, wife, kids, grandparents, people they work with. I want people to just really listen to their heart and think about what matters most to them. There's a list of questions, like I said, in the chapter that they can go over, and those questions can help guide them in creating a visualization of what they want to live. And I also suggest in the chapter... What?
Here's an idea on visualizing, since you mentioned that. Sorry to interrupt you, but one of the things that I go through in the process of creating things, whether it's music or designs or whatever else, is the hardest thing to do when you're creating a new paradigm is to get away from where you are, to get out of the box, so to speak, from popular vernacular, from away from whatever is familiar to you. And for people that aren't used to visualizing or creating things, it's not as difficult as it seems. The best place to start, I've found, is with all the elements that make up whatever subject you're talking about. And this is the research aspect of any design project, any musical project, anything else. You have to have the fodder so that you can consume it. But once you get those elements in place, then you develop each one. And as you do, you can see how and why they fit together to best accomplish what you're seeking. Break it down. Get to the basics. Take the ego out of it and submerge yourself in just the thought of what the essence of it is. And it's amazing how just talking to yourself a little bit in your mind's eye like that will free it up and allow you to get where you need to go with your imagination.
That is so true. That sums it up so incredibly well. Before we run out of time, I want to mention that next week's show on Wednesday, January 29th, 2014, my guest will be Leslie Keenan. Leslie was my writing coach while I was writing the manuscript for The Art of Living a Life You Love. And Leslie is also a writer, author, writing coach, and teaches classes titled Is There a Book in You? And another one called You Can Complete That Book. And I'm proof that it works. You can complete the book. She was a wonderful, kind, inspiring writing coach for me during the writing of my book. And we'll be talking about believing you can write a book or whatever you dream of doing, that you need to believe in yourself first. So believing will be a lot of what we talk about next week. And we're also going to be celebrating Oprah's 60th birthday. Woohoo! And I can really relate, since I just had my 60th birthday on Christmas, and it was so much fun. I had so much fun with my family that came to celebrate with us and go out to dinner on Christmas Day night for my real birthday, and then we had a really fun 60 party, I call it, on the Saturday after that, on the 28th, and I just feel so blessed to have the people I have in my life as my family and my friends, and to keep attracting more and more wonderful people into my life. And I intend to share a lot of those people with you on these radio shows. And I'll also be posting the link for the show on Facebook and Twitter. You can also follow my Blog Talk Radio show and receive updates on what shows are coming up next. Oh, Dudley, this time has gone by really, really fast, just like our time being married has gone so fast. I can't believe it. We're going on, 32 years next June that we've been together, and we're not only still together, but we're still having fun.
Yep.
And a lot of it has to do with our son, who is just incredible. Xander is so much fun, and, gosh, I just love when the three of us get to be together. We really are a fun-loving tripod.
Well, I think that all of us put a lot into it, but we also have the sense of mind to pick our battles. That's one of the things that we've talked about as a trio for a long time. And so many little things have a way of getting in the way of your intent or your life. That really don't matter. And that's one of the things that I think we've done really well together. You've taught me, and Alex has grown up with that as well. But that's a lot of it's in your corner.
Oh, thank you. We've only got a little over a minute left, and I just feel so totally blessed, so grateful, so joyful, and I hope that people will take a look at my book. It's on Amazon. It's now available as hardcover and softcover, and also as a Kindle and e-books of different types if you go to Balboa Press, and it's available also on barnesandnoble.com. The Kindle, it's fun to have, but they really kind of mess up the layout. So if you have an old copy of the original book and you like it, I highly recommend you get the hardcover copy on Amazon, or at Barnes & Noble, or at Balboa Press. Or if you haven't read it before and you're just kind of curious, maybe get the soft cover one instead. But you can pick it up, and I highly recommend you read it cover to cover the first time, and then you can just pick it up and read whatever chapter you want to remember. And also, another way to look at it is to just open it up and see what message you get. It's full of things that I am so glad that I've learned, and things that I want to remember and wanted to share.
Life reminders, as Robert called it.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, everyone, this has been fun, and I wish the time wasn't over, but it is. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and bye for now.